All right, Wilson, let's get started, shall we? Had some blessed rain yesterday. Now, I know we need snow and not rain, but it was nice to have it. 38 out there right now downtown. As we look at First News, it's fair, it's accurate, and you get the damn truth. Donald Trump used his record-length State of the Union last night to tell America we're winning under his leadership. The president focused on jobs, manufacturing, and the economy. He said it's stronger than many Americans even know about or believe. Pointed to bipartisan patriotic sentiments in that speech, introducing a series of surprise guests, military heroes, our Olympic gold medal team. Trump also highlighted his immigration crackdown, spending cuts. Democrat lawmakers stayed seated throughout the speech. They did stand somewhat for the Olympic hockey team. But Trump said, you should all be ashamed of yourselves, especially when he talked about the safety first of Americans and American people, and none of them acknowledged the president's words. Hockey players wore their medals when they walked in. They drew a bipartisan ovation. Trump even pointed to the Democratic side of the chamber and said, hey, that's the first time I've ever seen them get up for anything. When the hockey team came in, talked about the shape of the world, addressed the fact that we have a strong military presence to the Middle East, intentions with Iran. He said, my preference, solve it with diplomacy. One thing is certain, and he said, quote, I will never allow the world's number one sponsor of terrorism, which they are by far, to have nuclear weapons, and said, I will make peace wherever I can make peace. Iran pushed back against Trump's pressure ahead of the talks in Geneva coming up this week. Iran's foreign ministry spokesman dismissed Trump's remarks at the State of the Union, said they're all big lies. Meanwhile, Iran's parliament speaker said the U.S. could either engage in diplomacy or you will face the wrath of Iran if it attacks. America's assembled the biggest deployment that we've had in the Middle East for decades, as Trump wants diplomacy. In the meantime, Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky said a Ukrainian delegation is going to meet Thursday with American envoys in the run-up to another round of talks with Russia. Zelensky told reporters Ukraine's National Security and Defense Council is due to hold talks with President Trump's envoy, Steve Witkoff, and Jared Kushner in Geneva. The Swiss city is also expected to host on the same day a round of nuclear talks between the United States and Iran. A couple countries that are talking, India and Israel. India's prime minister is in Israel. Two-day trip there expected to focus on strengthening security and economic and technological ties between the two countries. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said this week the two leaders are personal friends who have now forged a strong alliance. China and Germany are starting to deepen ties despite differences over Russia. German's Chancellor Friedrich Merz held talks with Chinese leader Xi on Wednesday in Beijing. Xi said that the more turbulent and complex the world becomes, the more China and Germany should strengthen their strategic communication to enhance a mutual trust. The violence that followed the killing of Mexico's number one cartel leader is fueling fears of bloodshed. Could hurt the tourism, too, ahead of the FIFA World Cup later this year. It's a cornerstone for a lot of folks that live there, rely on tourism, as that's how they make their living. The Mexico army killed the country's most powerful drug lord Sunday, just a few kilometers from where FIFA is actually going to be held, sparked a surge in violence, put the country on edge because of the drug lords and the cartels. Others are worried clashes between the cartel and security forces would hurt their livelihood if it continues. Meteorologists sometimes warn of a winter storm that could bomb out or become a bomb cyclone. According to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, it happens when a storm's pressure drops at least 24 millibars in 24 hours. The lower the pressure, the stronger the storm. Strengthening storms can produce heavy rains and winds, creating dangerous conditions. Mainly occur in the fall and winter when the Arctic air clashes with warmer air masses. We've known for years these to be nor'easters or the Pineapple Express, but now we have renamed them bomb cyclones, atmospheric rivers just to enhance the point they're trying to make. Now, here after a day after the storm in New York, things are getting back to normal again. Flights are resuming. People are navigating the streets. New York City police are investigating, though, after officers were pelted with snowballs while they responded to a fight in Washington Square Park in Manhattan. Video of the fracas shows two uniformed police officers pacing a walkway in the park as snowballs were flying in their direction, hitting the officers, covering them in snow. They were visibly frustrated, shoved at least two people to the ground as they were getting out of there. Multiple officers were hit in the face with snowballs. And as far as New York City's mayor, he doesn't believe that any charges should be brought against those. We'll see what happens. Officers, he said, like all city workers, have been out in an historic blizzard. He said, though, you should still treat them with respect. We told you this. Don't know how it, well, we do know how it went down, because no wins for Trump, no matter what. Legislation that would have required all aircraft flying around our country to have locator systems that will prevent midair collisions. It won approval in the House Tuesday. The head of the National Transportation Safety Board said it failed in the House Tuesday. The NTSB said they've been recommending these systems since 2008. The crash could have been avoided in Washington that killed 67 people when that plane collided with the helicopter. Families of the loved ones who died were all there trying to get the bill passed. The House failed to approve it, though. Failed to approve it. As far as Speaker Mike Johnson goes, he said, look, we're going to work on this bill. Aviation safety is a priority, and we are committed to getting it passed. But 133 people in the House voted against safety on those airplanes. Pope Leo's in the news. Vatican announced that he's got a packed travel schedule. He's going to have trips to Spain, four African countries. He'll visit Monaco on March 28th. Then in April, we'll head to Algeria, Cameroon, and other places. The stop is significant because of strong links to St. Augustine. That is the inspiration of Leo's order. He also will start a tour in Italy in May. I think the Olive Garden has a tour of Italy.
They do.
Don't they?
Like a chicken parm and lasagna and something else?
Well, the Pope's going to have one too. And his will start on June the 6th. Some business news. FedEx is suing the U.S. government. They want a refund on what they said they have had to pay for tariffs. FedEx said they're filing with U.S. court on trade that they've suffered injury because they've had to pay tariffs, and that the relief they're seeking from the court would reduce those financial injuries. Warner Brothers Discovery said that Paramount has raised the price of a takeover, $31 a share. They don't know if they're going to be able to do that. American consumer confidence in the U.S. economy improved in February. Ouch! How did that taste, AP? Yeah, it improved. Conference Board said consumer confidence index rose to a 91.2 level in February. That was up from 89 the month before. Federal workplace safety regulators penalized three businesses. They didn't protect six Colorado dairy workers who were killed by exposure to highly toxic hydrogen sulfide gas after a manure pipe disconnected and they were working in an enclosed space. OSHA announced the fines Tuesday. Five men and a teenager died in August of last year, just northeast of Denver. Autopsies and toxicology tests indicate that they were exposed to hydrogen sulfide gas in a confined space that caused their death. U.S. futures bouncing around today. In Europe, France's stock market was up so far this morning. Now, the futures for the S&P was up a 10. Dow was also up so far this morning. Shares in Hong Kong up. Shanghai Composite up. South Korea's index this morning up. Yesterday, before the State of the Union speech, our S&P 500 climbed 0.8%. Dow added 0.8. NASDAQ climbed a full percent. Investors are going to be watching earnings reports coming out later today. One of the big ones, chipmaker giant NVIDIA, will get their quarterly report. IBM, a winner yesterday. Their stock was up 2.7%. recovered some of the drop that they had incurred on Monday. Crude oil added 40 cents a barrel yesterday, $66 about of barrel of oil now here in the U.S. Some of the other winners, Keysight Technologies rallied a 23% gain, biggest gain they've had since they've been in the S&P 500. Why? Expectations for the coming year for profit and revenue. Home Depot was up 2%, likewise delivering stronger profit and revenue than what analysts had expected. All in all, yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average added 370 points. And the Louvre Museum, home of the Mona Lisa, has a new director. A veteran museum director was chosen Wednesday to steer the world's largest museum out of crisis. I would have to contest that. I'll bet the Smithsonian, with all of their displays, is bigger than the Louvre in Paris. It's just acres and acres and acres of museum back there. But this AP writer said it's the largest museum. French government spokeswoman said that the Louvre now has a new director. The old one resigned 4 months after that robbery of the crown jewels. He inherits a formidable task. The daylight robbery they had exposed alarming security holes in that landmark. The museum has recently also had to contend with a burst of water pipes in the gallery that was housing the Mona Lisa. It also damaged some of the priceless books there. Staff walked out. Ticket fraud for that museum. It's just been a mess. So now they have a new director of the museum and hope to bring back more millions of dollars to them by bringing people in to the museum rather than keeping them away. Cat Country News Time is 6:49. We'll check sports and weather next.
You know, we knew things like this were going to be a problem. They started paying college athletes. Virginia quarterback Chandler Morris has filed a lawsuit seeking a seventh year of eligibility.
Seventh.
I thought you played 4 years and then you would, you know, you tried to get drafted or
And they gave him an extra year for COVID or something.
COVID or the, you know, your red shirt 1 year. Uh-huh. But he's looking for a seventh year. And here's the thing. This kid has played at Oklahoma, TCU, North Texas before transferring to Virginia. And his lawyers contend the 26 snaps that he played over three appearances were part of a medically prescribed mental health treatment plan.
Huh. I wonder if his credits are all transferring from college to college, Mark.
It sounds to me like this is a guy that knows he's not going to get drafted in the pros.
So he's going to try to make as much as he can while he's in college?
I think so.
Wow. Well, nice day today. We're going to be warmer than yesterday, 54. We had a little rain shower move through earlier this morning. Tomorrow and Friday, windy, but upper 50s for the high. So a little cooler over the weekend, but next week it warms up again. Don't forget, we changed the clocks, too. 1 weekend from this weekend on March the 8th. Spring forward, 38 out there right now, 6:51. That's what's happening. Mark and Paul here together. Anniversary week, celebrating 38 years together here on The Cat.